Welcome to this podcast about Kashtin Peninsula and Saw Fjord in Alaska. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by a computer-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. The Kashtin Peninsula is located in Wrangell-St. Elias National Park and Preserve on the eastern shore of Icy Bay, between Saw Fjord to the south and Gayo Fjord to the north, about 149 miles east-southeast of Cordova and 73 miles northwest of Yakutat, Alaska. It is emerging from beneath the retreating Gieo Glacier. Kashtin and Saw are names from the Tlingit language. The latter refers to the earless, or true seal. Gieo Glacier was named after Arnold H. Gieo, a geologist and geographer at Princeton University. The south coast of Alaska consists of a collage of seven tectonostratigraphic terrains that formed in the equatorial Pacific Ocean and rafted northward on oceanic plates, eventually accreting to the North American continent. The Yakutat terrain is in the process of accreting and is bounded on the east by the Fairweather Fault and on the north by a system of faults in the Chugach and St. Elias Mountains. The Kashtin Peninsula and most of the bedrock exposed by the retreating Gieo Glacier represent the Yakutaga Formation, which consists of mudstone, siltstone, sandstone, and diamictite, deposited during the Miocene and Pliocene, about 23 million to 2.5 million years ago, in a marine and glaciomarine clastic continental shelf environment. In 1794, Joseph Whidbey, the sailing master of HMS Discovery on the Vancouver expedition, explored the coast near present-day Icy Bay. At that time, Gieo Glacier was joined with the Tyndall and Yahtse glaciers to form a massive ice front reaching the Gulf of Alaska, thought to be the western lobe of the Malaspina Glacier. Glacial retreat began in 1899, gradually exposing what is now Icy Bay. Gieo Glacier had an ice front over 6 miles wide and was calving into deep water, which drove a rapid retreat of more than 31 miles. The peninsula was completely covered by the glacier when photographed in 1938. By 1969, its tip was exposed, and Gieo Glacier had separated into three ice streams. By 1986, the glacier had retreated a considerable distance up a newly exposed Gieo Fjord. In 1995, a small ice mass of 74 acres still covered part of the peninsula. By 2000, the stranded ice masses were gone, and by 2010, the area supported considerable vegetation. Tidewater glaciers terminate in the ocean at either a grounded terminus or a floating ice tongue. Alaska's tidewater glaciers lie on the seaward side of the Kenai, Chugach, St. Elias, and Coast Mountains. Roughly 50 are active, though the exact number varies with the advance and retreat of individual ice streams. Almost all tidewater ice fronts have now withdrawn into inner fjord areas. As recently as 1960, the tidewater glaciers of Icy Bay shared a single terminus but have since separated into independent fronts. There are now five tidewater glaciers in the bay, the largest being Yahtse Glacier. A sixth, the Moraine or Apron Glacier, has recently retreated from tidewater. Many tidewater glaciers follow a repeating temporal cycle, a slow advance over centuries until thinning near the terminus triggers a rapid retreat completing within decades, stabilizing only when the glacier has withdrawn into shallow water. While climate change can initiate the retreat phase, once underway, the glacier's behavior is only weakly influenced by climate, and glacier geometry becomes the primary driver. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.